Good morning, Lewis. That mortgage guarantee scheme announcement by Chancellor Reeves sounds pretty significant.
I see. Yeah, the Freedom to Buy program is meant to help first-time buyers with smaller. It's a permanent version of the temporary one the Conservatives had.
Right, and the Conservative version ran out last month, right? So this is a way to continue the support for first-time buyers.
Yep, the new scheme will allow for 5%, which is a big deal. That's much lower than the typical 10%.
So how does the financing work here? Who's paying what?
Lenders will pay a fee to the Treasury to get the guarantee. The idea is that these fees should cover the risks in case of repossessions.
And what about the financial risk to the government?
The maximum contingent liability is set at £3.20 billion, but they say the risk to the taxpayer is low.
Hmm, that's still a considerable amount, right?
Sure is, but it's also a cap, so the government won't be exposed to unlimited losses.
Do we know how reception to this has been?
Well, the Building Society's association supports it, but they also want to see more housing built. Some brokers, like Martin Stewart, are more sceptical.
Right, he thinks it's pointless because lenders might still be cautious.
Exactly. He argues that even with the guarantee, lenders won't take on more risk than they're comfortable with.
So what's the big picture here? Is this just a short-term fix?
Reeves is framing it as a manifesto pledge and a long-term solution. But the real test will be how it plays out in the market.
I guess we'll see if this helps more people get onto the market.
Definitely. It's intended to help during economic stress, but we'll need to monitor how it works in practice.
Agreed. Thanks for the breakdown, Lewis.
Of course, Alice. As always, we'll keep you up to date on how this